Excitement machines that are in action at the moment are quite staggering. Mick Guerin joins us from over in New Zealand. Good morning to you, Mick.
Hey, buddy, mate, we're thinking of you boys and girls and everybody else in Victoria. You know, we've been there having a lockdown. I know you guys are going for your second one, but yeah, we're thinking of you, brother. I hope everybody hangs in there and can find something to amuse themselves over the next 5 weeks.
Yeah, appreciate that, Mick. I tell you what, thank Christ racing is continuing, because that is what will be amusing a lot of people and a distraction for a lot of people.
We had no racing and lockdown and no sport. God, it was boring. I know there's more important things in life than racing and sport, and obviously people not dying is far more important, but it was boring. So there wasn't a lot of fun going on, so at least you still have that for those who are distracted by such things.
And it's quite remarkable, especially in harness and greyhounds, we've got so many stars at the moment, which are maybe taking the sport to levels we haven't seen in recent years. Lochinvar Art, Ride High are the two in the world of harness. And I know there are other good horses, but these are the two that have captured the Victorians' imagination. We get to see Lochinvar Art back in action again at Ballarat on Saturday night. And they could clash the week after, is it, or a couple of weeks' time, Mick? What's happened to this match race that we were hoping?
On the 15th, look, so the match race hasn't come off. Basically, I'm not going to get into the details of the people involved, but some of the connections wanted money, you know, as in regards to a stake, which was higher than harness racing Victoria was willing to pay. Now, you can make both cases fine. Yes, it'd be great to have a match race, and therefore you should chuck up the 50 or 100K or whatever they wanted. You can make that case. Traditionally, match races in the past actually haven't been paid for by organisations. They've been, I put up my 20, you put up your 20, we race each other. That's how match races actually worked. So I understand why it used to be a great marketing tool. Is it a $100,000 marketing tool? Potentially. But the flip side of that is we might see Lochinvar Art and Ride High racing next Saturday anyway. And to be completely honest, it would be virtually a match race, because you would suggest one of the two will lead. There might be two or three other rivals who would point blank just get out of the way. And what everybody would hope to see is from the 800, these two horses head-to-head. That's the dream scenario, and that's still very possible, at no cost to Harness Racing Victoria. So I'm not saying, yes, they should have put money into a match race, or no, they shouldn't have. But ironically, we might end up with the same product with a couple of other hangers-oners in the race. But the way these two horses tend to dominate, you're going to suggest that, you know, they'll be at the front end of the field, and people will more or less get to see what they want to see. So slightly different. But at no cost to the industry, it's not a disastrous thing. As I said, a match race sounds cool, but in the past, when you go back over the history of match races for hundreds of, you know, 100 years of history, they haven't tended to be funded by organisations. They've tended to be funded by the owners putting up their own money.
It's been a fascinating build-up. It's almost like a tennis match, and they're returning serve to each other each and every week. We saw what Ride High did last week. Lochinvar Art gets his turn this week. If they were to meet tomorrow, which camp would you be in, Mick?
I think Ride High. I've been lucky enough to see all these horses live a lot, and I think Ride High is the horse who's maybe on the steepest improvement curve, because obviously he's coming off a lesser base. He didn't race last season against the big boys as a four-year-old. So, look, I think, well, sorry, he'd be 5 years now, but he's got what he's for. I think he's the one who can run the times the other ones can't. I'm not sure he has change-up speed coming from off the speed, come from last at the 400-type speed. I think his is more rolling speed. And I think Lochinvar Art has that belligerence to head forward and dominate races. Self-assured, probably be sitting off the speed, and maybe that's his go. So I'll Ride High, just point-blank to my eye, looks the most talented of all these horses. But it wouldn't take many defeats for that to change. But I think he's the best of them at the moment, Michael, as unbiased as it could be.
Well, that's the highlight as far as we're concerned in Victorian harness racing. Is there anything else on the radar we should be looking at?
Actually, Alexandra Park and Auckland race tonight, and they have the open class horses coming back there. So things are really starting to warm up in New Zealand. I quite like one tonight. In race four, at 4:49 Australian time, so just before you knock off work, a horse called Mimi Ikoko, race four, number one, Alexandra Park, getting 4.4. I think it's a two-horse race, and I think it should be about 2.8. So if you're having a bet tonight, race four, number one. Also, race nine tonight, the open class horses come back. I'm Mark Shard, a $3.50 chance. It's $8. Now, it's a tricky race. I'm not saying it's just going to turn up and win, because that's why it's marked for 3.5. It's rated about a 30% chance of winning the race, but it's $8. And it's Tony Hooley and Barry Purden. So race nine, number five, each way play at the $8. Definitely a go. The other thing is, I spoke to Jamie Richards this morning. I'm not sure if you've had him on the show the last couple of days. He said that rash on Melody Bell, absolutely no concern. She doesn't wear a front breastplate. There's not going to be a concern for her with that rash heading into the missile at Rose Hill on Saturday. So no concerns in the galloping camp as we see the first really good race of the season, probably a lot earlier than many people would have thought. Melody Bell, for those who didn't catch the trial last week, she actually trialled relatively poorly this time last year because we had quite a wet winter in New Zealand. She looks significantly advanced because she spent her spelling time in Sydney, of course. So, yeah, she looks more forward than I thought she would be, Michael. But I did think the 3.6 was close enough to the mark for an older mare these days.
Well, I was going to say, we actually spoke to Jamie this morning. He said that he's pretty confident about it. Do you think she'll win Saturday?
I think she'll go an awesome race because she's a horse who tends to go really well, but I could take 3.6 for her to win. I thought she was ridden out enough in the trial, which she's an older horse. You need to get into the touch to keep them awake sometimes. But, yeah, I don't think... I might have got about a $6 or $7 chance. I thought that was about a right price. I mean, Colding's a pretty good horse. I'm not saying that's what I would give if I was a bookie, but that's what I think her chances are, because she's probably not a natural 1,200-metre horse, and she doesn't have great 1,200-metre form. So... Yeah, I don't want to. I hope she wins, but you know, there's some pretty good horses in there, and it only takes one horse getting to the inside if the inside's on again, and she's going to have an awfully long way to go to get them. So, yeah, I won't be backing her, but it's really, really exciting to have her back. And as I said, the open class Pacers are coming at Alexandra Park tonight and Lock and Bar Art on Saturday night. Mm. So, Michael, for those in lockdown, no shortage of highlights to at least keep them distracted.
Yeah, thank goodness we've got all of that to look forward to. Mick, we've got you to look forward to next week. That's when we'll chat again.
Look forward to it, brother. Cheers, mate.